Apparently, all kinds of bad guys hanging out at Hardee's. It's the news according to me. Yeah, we're going to get into this. I am not giving up on this whole thing. Good morning. It is the 15th of September, Thursday, 7:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2022. It's still 2022. It's rapidly going past. We're getting close to an election, and things are getting really creepy. Really creepy, folks. Nancy Pelosi is she's talking about a lot of stuff. She finally came out of the woodwork again. I guess her husband, you know, had all settled down thing. Now she can get back out there and start talking again about how great and wonderful this new bill is, how perfectly named this Deficit Reduction Act is, that we, not deficit, recession, whatever it is. Inflation Reduction Act, whatever. It's too early, folks. Look at what's in my cup. Let's talk about what's in my cup for a second. I still have my Rapala cup. And it's still vanilla chai, and it's still vanilla creamer. It's just, I'm in a rut. I can't help it. But it is good. And I need it this time in the morning. So I'll just keep drinking it. That's just the way that's going to work. I just keep drinking it. I'm still having issues with my this Logic Pro thing. It's pathetic. You know, I can record on a little simple little program called Voice Recorder, Voice Memos on my Mac. It records flawlessly. That's what I'm recording on right now. If I try to record on Logic Pro, which I paid for, and it's one purpose, it's one job, is to record, it gets overwhelmed. It gets flummoxed, and it can't, it says, oh, disk overload, it can't do it anymore. It's just record. Do the processing later. Whatever you're doing that's taking up so much disk space, it's ridiculous. There's one rant for you. That's one rant down, 12 more to go. Sorry, folks. Getting back to this whole, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi came out and made a statement, and it's like I said, these people are desperate, and every day that goes by, they get more desperate. Nancy is making statements that they are going to pick up seats in the House. Where does she come up with this information, and why would she be saying this? Now, they do have a tendency to say things, to just kind of try to speak things into existence over there in the left side. Well, if I say this, that'll make it so. All we have to do is say it. We'll wag the dog. This is the tail wagging the dog kind of thing. They are the perpetrators of this whole thing. They are the purveyors. They're the ones that make this happen all the time. That try this and attempt this all the time. Because they have the media on their side. So they know that with the media influence, if they just make a statement, they can influence people, just make those little sound bites. That's all most people pay attention to. Most people have headphones in their ears. Now, I don't know how many of you get out there and travel around and see people in general. People in public and people, you know, living their lives. Most people are listening to music and stuff, or podcasts, like this. But they don't listen to podcasts like this. They listen to just, you know, random junk. And most of the music that they listen to is random junk as well. It's either remixes from the 70s that they think is original music, or it is completely industrialized, kind of produced music that comes from nothing but just pieces of stuff that they put together and they sing to it. There's no musicians involved. And when they go on tour, that's just pretty much just lip syncing. And then when these people listen to this kind of stuff, and of course it all has social meanings, that there's all kinds of social, societal stuff being propagated. There's a couple of shows. This was recently, it was just kind of an interesting side note here that, of course, that's all this show should just be called The Side Note, because everything's a side note. This is one show where they were talking about conspiracy theories and stuff. It was woven into the fabric of this. It was like a, it was a British show. It wasn't British, but it was some kind of a show where they were talking about, it was like kids in school or kids in college or whatever it was. And it was, I don't know what it was called, but it was a couple different shows. And they both had all this agenda. It was like the White House wrote it. It was like the Biden administration and all their cronies wrote this, the lines on the show. Belittling people who didn't, you know, trust the government and didn't trust the results of the last election or whatever. And it wasn't made for TV. It was made for the leftists. I mean, the very words they were saying sound exactly like what the White House says. Now, it's been well known for many years. There's Operation Mockingbird. If you've ever, that's why they call it the Mockingbird Press. If once in a while, when you hear about this is what's going on here. It's very well known that the CIA, that there were alphabet soup organizations in our government that were implanting and not only implanting, but also supporting with financially, putting operatives into news organizations as well as even into the media, entertainment media, in the entertainment world. There were people who were working with the CIA, and are. This still goes on. What they do, they typically, when they get called on the carpet and say, oh, yeah, we were doing this, well, we, you know, you need to stop that. Congress says, well, you have to stop that. Okay, well, we'll stop that. We'll call it something else. What we'll do is we'll put it under a different department, or we'll start a completely different department, and we'll just... This is what they do. They never stop this kind of stuff. So you can guarantee, you're guaranteed. Now, what's amazing to me, and this, I think this was in Washington Journal, somebody was talking about this online, Western Journal, maybe, was talking about this and it's interesting how if there's product placement or if there's an advertisement in your video on YouTube, you're supposed to announce at the beginning of the video that there's a paid political, you know, there's a paid political announcement or there's a paid sponsor, or there's an advertisement for some, you know, for something in this video, or that there's product placement. In fact, they have to put that in the movies. If you have a movie with product placement, in other words, if Coca-Cola is all you see in the movie, and that's the only drink anybody drinks, they don't have Pepsi, they don't have Coke. It's just when they put that in there and they pay to have that product put into the movie as a sponsor or a Chevrolet or whatever it is, it's that kind of thing is called product placement, and the companies pay to have their product in the movie. And that has to be disclosed in the credits. However, propaganda apparently is not something that has to be disclosed in the credits. Boy, this chair is really squeaky. I apologize. This chair's got to go. It's way too squeaky. I'm here at my home studio again, and absolutely, it's just way too squeaky. Anytime, if I make a move at all, if I move my head, the chair squeaks. Maybe it's just my head. Maybe the squeaking is just in my head. I don't know. So we have this this issue where they put this propaganda in things, certain lines, certain societal statements that they make to influence society. They should disclose that stuff. Folks, we're in a serious situation in this country. I don't know how else, you know, people say, well, why are you so negative all the time? Well, we're in a very negative situation here, folks. It's like being on a boat that's sinking. Why do you keep talking about the boat sinking? Why don't you talk about something else? Well, because this is the kind of number one issue right now. This is the one issue that nothing else really matters, because we can talk about all this other stuff, and guess what? As we're blubbering down into the sea, talking about something else instead of, you know, the issue at hand. Because that's where we're at right now with this country. I don't know how to make that point. If you can't see it, then I don't know how to. That's my point is, I'm trying to point it out to you. And I don't know any other way than just to continue, you know, talking about it. That's what I'm doing. That and sipping on my cup. It's called a sippy cup. Without a lid. Because I'm a man. I'm a grown human being. I can drink without a sippy lid. I do have a couple cups, though, that have like the little spill-proof thing, you know, just nice for when you're out there with an active life, driving around on your car, in your boat, or is it in your car and on your boat? I don't know. It's one or the other. That way you don't spill any precious chai from your cup. Okay, for example, most of you by now probably have heard, because I think it's even been on, it's been on the late, and here's another thing, late night talk shows. I used to watch late night shows. I used to watch Johnny Carson. I even used to watch David Letterman. I used to watch Jay Leno. I don't watch them anymore. They make me sick. They're not funny. And all they do is talk about political stuff, and it's all extreme left. And it's propaganda. Most of it is lies. It's like it's coming straight from the MSNBC library of hokey-dokey baloney. You realize most Democrats, if you poll Democrats themselves, like certified card-carrying Democrats, they still believe Donald Trump won the 2016 election because of Russian influence. Not because Hillary was a bad candidate. Not because people wanted something other than the establishment. They believe it was Russian influence. Russia caused him to win the primary. And then Russia caused him to win the general. Because, you know, they spent $187,000 on Facebook ads. If only Hillary had spent $188,000, she would have won. Obviously, it had enough influence. And yet, to the Mueller investigation, here's what I appalled me about the Mueller investigation. Mueller came out. They spent $40-some million just in direct costs alone. Plus, that was a drop in the bucket compared to what they actually spent. The Mueller investigation did not address the fact that they used a phony dossier to investigate President Trump and to try to run him off and cause him to lose the election. The insurance policy from the upper levels of management in the FBI, this is what they were doing. Trying to influence an election. They withheld Hunter Biden's laptop because they were afraid it might have a bad influence on the election. You think that they withheld anything from Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop? Do you think if they would have had Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop, that they would have withheld that information? You think that would have been leaked out at all? Plastered all over a year before the election? Folks, we're in a serious situation here. This is very serious. One of the things that really upset me about the Mueller investigation. They came out and said, well, no, Donald Trump can't find any connection between Donald Trump and Russia. However, we emphatically know that the Russians did seek to influence. See, they're very careful where they say this stuff. The Russians did seek to influence the 2016 election. Or they might have even, I think actually some of them actually came out and said, well, the Russians influenced the election. Okay, you spent $40 million on an investigation. Can you tell us exactly how much they influenced it in terms of percentage-wise, what that influence, what the result of that influence was? And did they, all you say is they influenced the election. Did they try to influence it for Hillary, or did they try to influence it for Trump, or did they try to influence it for the Communist Party? Who exactly, to just make that statement, it's a statement all on its own. They didn't say they influenced it to try to get Trump to win. They just said he influenced the election. They influenced the election. Or that they attempted to, or they sought to influence the election. Now, we were told before the election by former President Obama that, oh, our elections are secure and there's no problems with our elections. It's a conspiracy theory out there propagating that. Anybody who says they won't abide by the results of the election. And then we have, for 4 years, we have Hillary Clinton right up until the 2020 election. We have Hillary Clinton still saying he's an illegitimate president. Karine Jean-Pierre. No, she's from France. She decided to tweet many times that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. That Kemp was an illegitimate governor of Georgia because, you know, Stacey Abrams didn't win. So she hung around there for 4 years acting like she was the governor. Still does. You don't think that there's any kind of tie there. She got a job, a cameo as the leader of the world on some Star Trek or something? On some kind of show. Sci-fi show. She's the leader of the world. She steps off the spaceship or whatever. She steps out from her little thing. I'm the leader of the free world. I'm the leader of the world. President of the world. Really? You think they're going to invite Donald Trump to do that sometime? He's going to step off there. I'm the leader of the world. It's huge. All right. Mike Lindell pulls into a Hardee's on his way back from supposedly a hunting trip. I don't know what all is going on here. Now, I know Mike Lindell behind the scenes has been, he totally and still totally to this day believes and understands and I think has evidence of some nefarious activity that happened in 2020 in the elections. There was communication between him and Donald Trump. He was one of the people who got a subpoena and got his phone taken away from him at Hardee's. They had to swoop in on him and take away his phone at a Hardee's. Three cars, probably six agents at least, took his phone. If you don't think that when they doubled the size of the IRS, and armed them. If you don't think that they're going to come after every donor to the Trump campaign, I'm telling you, they're preparing for something here. I don't know if it's possible for the Republicans to win this election, and I don't know if it matters if they do, really, frankly. Because there's too many. If you have Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, it's not going to matter. They're going to walk in there with their, oh, we're going to be civil now. We're going to act like adults, and we're going to do this and that, and we're not going to be like them. We don't want to do all those nefarious things. We're like, no, here's the problem. Even if you do try to call them out and have investigations, for one, the media isn't going to cover it, and two, you've got a DOJ that's not going to do anything about it. What are you going to do? You're going to serve up indictments. And you're not going to pull some kind of crazy thing like the January 6th Commission where you're going to start arresting people. See, look, the January 6th Commission has no authority to arrest anybody. They sent it to the DOJ to have the DOJ call people in to be arrested for certain things, for not submitting to the January 6th Commission. And of course, then they say, well, we're separation of powers. We can't say whether or not they're legitimate or not over there. All we can do is just do what they've told us to do. Oh, so you are subservient then to the legislative branch. That's new. That's something we didn't realize was in the Constitution. They tell you have to arrest somebody, so I guess you just have to go do it. We'll see if that happens when the Republicans take charge. And the Republicans call for indictments and call for people to be arrested and put on trial. We'll see how that works out for us. And all of you rhino Republicans out there who just hated those mean tweets and hated Trump, we got to get him out of there. Joe Biden's a centrist. We'll be okay with Joe. Look at what you've done to our country. Look at what you've done. You want to talk about destroying democracy? Oh, you don't care. You're in your bubble. That's right. I forgot. You're fine. You don't care what they do with the Second Amendment because you get your guards. You get your... You're speaking... There's this weird case of this lady having her gun stolen. She had two guns stolen from her Brinks security. Like a little safe, I guess. A gun safe. So... But they didn't take any cash. They didn't take anything else. They just took the guns. They broke in, went to all this effort to break into a safe, take the guns, and didn't take any cash or any other valuables or take anything else from the home. Very odd and very strange. What's the end game on that one? First of all, that she's an anti-gun person happens to have some guns, apparently. And it kind of makes you wonder what kind of criminal activity is going to happen with those guns now and who actually has them. I bet we'll never find out who stole those guns. Somehow we'll just never know. Because the FBI is too busy going after people's cell phones. Now, here's the other very, very disturbing thing that's happening. And it seems to be just fine with people on the left. I saw, I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell, another headline. Many of Trump's lawyers, legal team, they're being subpoenaed. This is not normal. You don't go after people's legal representation. This has just not been done. I can't remember who it was. Was being interviewed the other day. It was someone from a former prosecutor, I believe, a federal prosecutor. He said, "I've never seen this in my entire life. In my 30 years working in law," he said he'd never seen the judiciary go after someone's representation. I mean, it's one thing to go after a lawyer who's done something illegal. That's fine. But when they just start going after, so look, folks, they are going to indict Trump. They can't not do it now. They've gone beyond the scope of everything that they're doing at this point. They have to find something. And look what they impeached him on. A phone call. There was nothing wrong with the phone call. The person he was talking to said they didn't feel pressure to do anything. And yet, Congress was convinced. He was pressured. He pressured Zelensky. He withheld funds. He didn't withhold funds. They got their funds. It was well within the time delay. He just said put a pause on it. He didn't say, they still were within the time frame that they were supposed to have to get the job done. He just didn't want it to happen too soon. And he didn't tell Zelensky that it was being put on pause. And then we had Adam Schiff get up there and talk like a mafioso guy, saying this is how the conversation went down, see, I want this one. And then he exclaimed, well, it was all parody. It wasn't the conversation, it was just a parody. Well, you didn't say it was. So everybody listening to it thought that's what he said. You still have people on the left, along with the whole Russian hoax thing, who believe that Trump said that white supremacists and neo-Nazis were fine people on the other side. That's the way the media portrayed it. The very next thing out of his mouth, when he said there are very fine people on both sides, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and white supremacists. I condemn them totally. That's what he said. You don't hear that last part. All you hear is the first part, and people on the left, their heads will pop off when they say, he's a racist and that's what he said. Well, listen to the whole speech. Please. Because you are infuriating me with your ignorance. And that's what it is. You are choosing to be ignorant. Did you go listen to the speech yourself? No. I'm not going to listen to that guy. Why not? Why aren't you going to listen to that guy? Because he's a racist. He's a racist because someone told you he is. No, I heard what he said. You heard what he said, but you didn't hear everything he said. You have selective... whatever. You're very selective in what you hear, and you're listening to edited crap from somebody that is driving a narrative. So I have no pity for you, because you're choosing to be ignorant. Well, he said some things during the election. Yeah. And what did you hear him say there, too? All this edited stuff from left-wing media. That's all you heard. I'm not going to listen to Fox News. Of course you're not. Because you're ignorant and you choose to be ignorant. You have no objectivity at all. Look at what motivates the left. The leftists, the Democrats, the Democrat Party. Look who's taking over the Democrat Party. Look what their agenda is. I know plenty of Democrats who don't like what's going on at the border. I know some Democrats who don't agree with abortion on demand up until 9 months and beyond. I know some Democrats who don't believe in socialized health care. Single payer. I know some Democrats who don't like democratic socialism. Why do they stay with that party? Because the Republicans are racist and they're racist. I had a discussion with one Democrat many years ago. He said, "Well, I'm a Democrat. I'm from the South." I was like, "Wait, what? It's you're from the South, so you have to be a political party? It's what? I didn't realize you couldn't change your party. I thought you could just do that. I didn't. So." This was a Christian man. I said, so you're okay with your party supporting abortion? I brought this up with other people as well. I had some friends of mine. Some of them had many kids, many children. And they didn't like Trump, and they were thinking about voting for somebody else. So they were looking into the Libertarian Party. And the Libertarian candidate in 2016 was pro-choice. Or anti-life, I like to say. Pro-death. And with almost a vitriol, the snappy statement came back, "I'm tired of being a one-issue voter." Well, when you look at your children, do you see them as issues? I don't understand that mentality. Maybe that one issue doesn't matter to you, but it matters to that child. But at least, you know, I'm just tired of his mean tweets. Child doesn't know what a tweet is. But at least it should be given the opportunity to take its first breath. This is the state of our country. And it all comes back to man's basic problem, which is, of course, selfishness. The most unselfish person I know is still overwhelmingly, extremely selfish. It's just in our nature, folks. That's the problem. That's the core of our resistance to God. The FBI has continued to go down this path. Now, with the statements, and I had played an audio. I don't know if I still have it, unfortunately, because of the way I'm recording right now, I can't play some of my stuff. Yeah, I don't have it on here. I thought I had Nancy. Nope, don't have it on here. I thought I had it in a separate file. I'm pretty sure I have it on my voice memo thing here, but I can't get it because guess what? Hey, I wonder if there's a place where these are stored. They got to be stored somewhere. I bet they are. They're probably in here somewhere. So Nancy comes out with this vitriol and says, oh, maybe I can get it right here. It might be right here. So let's see if it's here. There it is. Boop, 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 boop. Resources, no. Mac OS, nope. Voice memos, nope. Nope. Plugins, nope. Info list, nope. Anyway, Nancy comes out with this almost vitriol and says, we have no intention of losing the House or the Senate. Doesn't want to talk about the Senate much, but she talks about the House. She has no intention of losing the House. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with your intention, does it? I thought it had to do with the voters. I thought it had to do with democracy and your temple of democracy. Democracy is people voting. Nancy, what do you intend here exactly? What are you doing with the votes, Nancy? It's not about your intentions. Hillary didn't intend to lose in 2016. Personally, frankly, I think that they thought Hillary was going to win by such an overwhelming margin that they didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to pull their regular stuff. Because it costs money. You know, it costs money, it takes effort. And again, there's always that possibility they can get caught doing something. So I think they slucked back a little bit. And oops, they didn't get it done. And then in 2020, it came back like a vengeance, with a vengeance. And here we are. Here we are. And so I hope the GOP, they can complain about this president. Oh, I can't believe Biden's doing this and Biden's doing that. The only reason they're complaining, they're not complaining because they're upset that Biden won. They love to complain. They love to lead from behind. What they do is they sit there and they complain. Oh, look at how terrible they're doing. Oh, look at a terrible job they're doing. See, you should need to vote for us. And then by default, they win. Because people are fed up with what's going on the left, what they're doing in the country, the way they're destroying the economy. So then they elect a Republican again. Republicans back in there then. Just based on, so the Republicans get to step in and they're out front and they don't know what to do. It's like a dog that catches a car, chasing a car, catches the car and doesn't know what to do with it. Oh, there's the car. I caught it now. I don't know what to do with it. Whereas the Democrats, when they catch the car, they chew the tires off and chew up the interior, chew up everything. That's. Do you really believe, tell me, with all this rhetoric we're hearing from, we have to protect our democracy, we have to protect the Constitution, all about, wave the flag, oh, look at us, we're waving the flag. Do you really think that's the Democrats right now? Do you think that's the Democrat Party? That's the agenda of the Democrat Party? What you've seen in the last 5, 6 years, 10 years, 20 years? You know, Tyrus, he's on Gutfeld, typically. He's like a regular on there. He made a really poignant statement the other night. He said, you know, they're telling us we're supposed to be scared of this MAGA crowd, that the MAGA crowd are the terrorists, they hate the country. He said, I see a guy wearing a MAGA hat that says, Make America Great Again. I'm supposed to be afraid of that. Some guy who puts a flag up in his yard, who sings patriotic songs, who maybe has his truck decorated with bumper stickers and possibly a flag on that. And I'm supposed to be scared of that as if that's a terrorist. That's what we're being told. And people are believing it. Oh, that guy's got an American flag on his truck. He's a racist. They want to destroy our democracy. This insurrection that happened. Five people were... I just recently heard another congressman, the one who thinks that the island of Guam is going to tip over if you get too many people on it. He gets up there and he says, five people died. There was an insurrection, a bloody insurrection on January 6th where five people died. Five people died. Police officers were assaulted. They're playing this for all it's worth. And the leader of the group who incited the riot, Donald Trump. Really? Just keep repeating the lie, keep repeating the lie, repeating the lie, repeating the lie, till it becomes ingrained in people's heads to the point where they think it's the truth. Russia, 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 every day for 5 years. Let's have a huge investigation. And we can't find anything. But let's move on from that. because we can't, you know, we didn't find anything. So we'll just move on from that. Yeah, Russia did influence the election. That's it. There you go. That was the big statement that came out. Everything else was fluff. Because everything else they asked Mueller at the hearings was all, well, that's outside my purview. Do you know anything about the Steele dossier? Never heard of it. That's outside of my purview. Really? That's outside of your purview. The entire country's talking about it, and you've never heard of it. It was all about, the dossier was all about Russia and Trump's connection to Russia. And you're saying you don't know anything about it? It was the document that was used to get the FISA warrant. Without it, of course, Comey said, oh, there's a lot of other things too. No, without that dossier, they would not have gotten the FISA warrant. They would not have gotten it without that document. It's been well established that was what gave them the authority to start investigating Carter Page, who was actually worked for with either the CIA or the FBI at one point. And then when they went to take that document to get the warrant to the FISA court, an FBI agent happened to say, well, Carter Page, no, he's never been. Actually, on the document itself, it said, yes, Carter Page had been an operative, an informant. He was an informant for the FBI, I believe, or possibly for the CIA. Maybe it was for the CIA. Now that I think about it. By the way, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not an advisor of any kind. I'm just a guy with a microphone with a bunch of opinions. This guy takes the FISA document with Carter Page's name on it to apply for this warrant. Takes the document and changes the yes to a no. This is an FBI agent saying that Carter Page was never an informant because he knows that would have stopped the ability of them to get the warrant. There's a reason it would have stopped it is because that throws up a red flag. This is a guy who works for us. There's a conflict of interest. This is the kind of people we're dealing with in the FBI right now. People who are swooping in and taking phones. Now, there's this one case where they couldn't crack in this one guy's phone. They apparently have found a way to crack phones now because they're just collecting everybody's phone. Now, in one case, they had the guy, they forced him to face unlock his phone. This was a congressman. He took his phone and basically made him unlock his phone. This is terrifying. I started thinking about all the things I could do to somebody's phone. If I got it and it was unlocked, how I can keep it unlocked, because you can keep it unlocked for a long time. All you have to do is keep moving screens around for a while. Just keep it going. You can even go in and change the settings. Never unlock. Set it to never unlock or set it to 10 minutes or whatever you want to set it to, some custom setting. So now you're keeping this thing open all the time. While it's open, you can go in and take pictures of anything that's in there, take screenshots of everything. And you can send emails. You get somebody's unlocked phone, you can go to their email and send emails. So you can send emails with all these pictures to your email. Now you've got all kinds of data. Not only do you have the IP from the mail itself coming to you, now you've got some data, some background metadata. You also have all this other data that you can be sending yourself directly from the phone. And how easy is it then to send someone an email I could send an email to that phone, open it up, and put a file in their phone that now incriminates them. This is all doable.
Oh, the FBI would never do that.
No, because the FBI would never, never go out and buy some kind of document that they could use to get a warrant to plant information on somebody so they could investigate someone. Fabricate documents and information and round robin information through the news media. Or backing this up because the news media was also reporting on it, so the story was collaborated because we had two sources. Because you leaked the information to the media to report. That's what happened, folks. The FBI had this dossier. They leaked information to a reporter. Oh, that never happens. Oh, well, you're not paying attention to that at all. So when the report came out, they said, well, see, there's a secondary source. It's corroborated now with them. And so now we have the right to go after it because there's a secondary source. We have to actually examine this. We have to take this seriously. We have to launch an investigation because there's another news media source that actually came out with this same story. Independent. It was an independent source. Unnamed sources, the FBI is always saying, or the news media is always saying. Unnamed sources. Anonymous sources tell us. What we're seeing and what we're hearing here is absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. It's a disgrace. The DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, I would even say the NRA, not the NRA, the RNI. Several other, probably even the DOD at this point, is compromised. Compromised, weaponized, and delegitimized. Something is going on. There is a radical panic going on at the FBI right now. I don't think it stops at the FBI. I think it goes beyond that. I think it goes directly into the DOJ, straight to the AG. They're either being played like stooges, or they are the stooges themselves, which I think there's a combination of things going on here. I think there's politicians involved in this. I think that there are, high levels of at the FBI also involved. Now, I'm fully aware, folks, that there may be an FBI agent listening to my podcast. I'm not mincing that at all. So if you are listening to this, you need to understand, I'm not an enemy of the FBI. I want to see law enforcement have all the integrity on the planet. Go after every thug and criminal out there. I want to see you be financed, enabled, equipped to do your job, to execute justice in the land. But this isn't justice. This is political to the hilt. This is a one-sided effort to destroy a party. To vilify American citizens. Take a step back and get some objectivity here. And see what you're doing. First of all, if you're listening to this show, you're wasting taxpayer dollars because you're just wasting your time. If they come after me, now you're just wasting time and money. But I digress. I'm not one to call for violence. But if they get violent, I will dig my boots in and do everything I can to defend our rights. They've got a plan, folks. They've got this whole thing worked out. They're not just willy-nilly going about this. This has all been written about in books for years. It's been tried in other countries for hundreds of years. We've seen this collectivist mentality and how it operates from the people on the top, what they do to those on the bottom, how they destroy the dissenters, those who disagree, those who fight back against it. We've seen all this before. There's nothing new under the sun here. If somehow we think that this time is going to be different and we're going to have this utopian society, if we can just get rid of all these individualists, these selfish individualists who want to take away our health care, government should just be able to, they should just be able to take care of everything we need. It doesn't work like that, folks. I guess I have my, kind of sounds to me like my water softener just kicked in. At such an opportune moment, you know, when I'm in the middle of a heartwarming, touching moment in the show. I think it might be time for me to get my other booth in here. It's hard to listen to that stuff. The goal of this show is to point out things like this. You know, back in the days when Rabbi Rick was here, and it was fun. It was funny. We had a lot of fun with that show. Back in during the election, everything was going on. The economy was doing well. People were prosperous. That's my hope for everyone in this country, is that you're prosperous, that you can thrive, that you have the ability to produce, to be productive in society, and to understand the value, the worth that gives you, to give back, to have something of value that you can offer back to society, that you can be a part of society, and that in the midst of all of that, you can earn a living, you can build wealth, you can actually afford to send your children to whatever college they want to go to, or you can go to college to whatever college you want to because you can afford it. But you can get the health care that you want because you can afford it. You can buy the home or buy the car that you want because you can afford it. Actually, whatever you need, not necessarily what you want. To be prosperous enough to be able to afford the things on your own that you have paid for. It's very satisfying to be able to do that. But there are people in this country, there are people that are being told that it's better to live on the dole, just to have things given to you, to be coddled by the state, because you deserve it. They owe you. The rich need to pay their fair share. It just goes on and on and on. Boy, it's water softener's making all kinds of weird noises. I'm not sure what's going on over there. But in the meantime, I digress. I'm going to continue to drink my chai. I didn't even actually get through my whole cup of chai. Usually I just drink my chai and I know the show's done. This time it didn't really work out that way. So, I will end the show with that note. That note and the fact that it's Thursday. Tomorrow there may not be a show. I'm going to try to get up early enough to have a show tomorrow. Don't know if that's going to work. I might have to have the show tonight, but I do have a lot of things to do yet today. I woke up again today and it's dense fog. Wet, damp, dense fog. And I can't mow the yard that way. It's just the grass is too wet. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what to do here. I got to get a lot of things done before I leave. So I'm going to try to get all that done. I'd like to thank you folks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for passing the show along. And thanks for putting up with the entire show all the way to this point. For that, I shall reward you with a thank you. There you go. Put thanks in the banks. Once again, folks, pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. God bless. And have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. That's the plan.